Hello, everyone, and welcome to our week one week recaps. So, as I'm sure as you know, every week I'll be trying some different formats. For all you that read my introductions, you know that this week we'll be trying some audio format. So, again, my email address is in the article. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you like it, dislike it. I'm extremely open to feedback, so I just want to know what you like and what you dislike, because I'm trying to cater articles which are really ideal for all of FPS Junior. So, to jump right into it now. Week one recap, Chamonix Blues 3 against Chamonix Blues 2. To keep this simple from now on, I'll be saying Blues 3 against Blues 2. There's a lot of blues. We'll try to keep this as simple as we can. Anyways, long story short, Blues 2 won 6-0 in what was a very close defensive affair. So the story of week one was rain, rain, rain. Slippery fields, slippery balls. It doesn't make anything easy to catch, easy to throw. Ultimately, in this game, we had a total of two completions for 23 passing yards. Now, I know both of these teams are better than that. Once we get into drier conditions, things will start coming along for both of these passing offenses. Ultimately, it was the team which completed two passes for 23 yards, which ended up winning this, so that was the Blues 6. But in drier conditions, I'm sure Blues 3 will also be able to develop a decent passing attack. And one thing which I already like see from Blues 3 is that they're diversifying their target. So even though they didn't complete a reception, if you look on the website, you can see which receiver is targeted. Now, if you look at Blues 3, they targeted six different receivers, most of which have multiple targets. That's a really great sign because targeting multiple receivers is a great way to keep the opposing defense on the field. You're not too sure where the ball is going to go. Ultimately, what I think won this game for the Blue Six was just that slight bit more efficiency. This game was clearly slow paced. They only attempted nine passes, but the fact they were able to get those two completions, those 93 yards, that's really what pushed them over the edge in this one. Going down the road, I think, it's very easy to see what both of these teams improve. Obviously, it's the passing game. They both clearly have good defense. If anything, too good. They stifled each other out. But defense thing which can come along much more naturally, especially if playing a man defense, your teams can just sort of gel into it. Sorry, individuals can gel into a man defense without, developing as a team. Whereas an offense is something where you need to develop that chemistry. So as the season goes along, you see offenses progress a lot further than defenses do. And the passing game starts to come along and you see some more points. Now, I think probably the biggest positive takeaway from this game for both teams is the running game. Blues 3 ran the ball exceptionally well. They ran the ball for nearly 100 total yards on only three attempts, which is, just phenomenal. On Blues 2 side of things, they only ran the ball twice, but one of those runs was for 23 yards, which is a really great sign. I see both of these two teams progressing as the season goes along, and I really can't wait to see what they're still able to do.